Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As mobile as he normally would be, obviously with the ankle issue.
Yeah, that's something that we monitor throughout the week, and we plan accordingly as we continue to go on. And so, again, there is a lot of scenarios that we have to play ourselves through. Again, we don't live in hypotheticals, but we know this is a real thing that we got to handle if he can't go or if he can't go 100% or whatever it is.
Ooh, boy.
And so we have to, be here a little bit later, taking care of our business and making sure everybody's in the right spot to make plays.
Smooth answer from Nick Sirianni there, Ike. A little different than Jalen Hurts' answer on the question.
Yeah, Jalen was straight and to the point.
Jalen, yes, very simple in his answer. Yes, he's fine.
Are you watering and are you fertilizing every day?
See?
Man.
Now, Sirianni, if you're going on the Doug, but you could tell with Doug, his tell was he would start rambling and stuttering and fumbling, rumbling, bumbling, fumbling. Sirianni did a little bit of that there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy to keep
so
it
you
short
think
and
it's
sweet.
Worse than...
Well, clearly it's not a, like...
And what Jalen is...
Yes.
Yeah, Jalen made it seem as if...
He's not even
fine.
Hurt. Yeah. Like he's completely fine. Listen to Nick Sirianni. Jack, would you agree that it's...
How much of that is gamesmanship?
I don't think that was gamesmanship. I think that he's...
But I think he's trying to pull off gamesmanship. I don't know.
And that's why he's stumbling?
Yeah.
Can I hear it one more time? I gotta hear it with that ear to be like, all right, like, is he... Go ahead.
If Jalen isn't as mobile as he normally would be, obviously with the ankle issue...
Yeah, that's something that we monitor throughout the week, and we plan accordingly as we continue to go on. And so, again, there is a lot of scenarios that we have to play ourselves through. Again, we don't live in hypotheticals, but we know this is a real thing that we got to handle if he can't go or if he can't go 100% or whatever
See, something's
it is.
Up.
And so we have to. Be here a little bit later, taking care of our business and making sure everybody's in the right spot to make plays.
Something's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way. Something's up. He's talking about there being there late.
Yeah.
Making sure that they're all right. Yeah, something's up. I mean, I'm not saying that it means he's not going to play. Jalen Hurts certainly is going by the I'm fine and I'm playing, but we'll see. Maybe something's up. Something's definitely up. Hurts is clearly not 100%. So we'll see. I look forward to see what comes down as far as what he did in practice today. But there, I mean.
Well, Jalen didn't say he's 100%. He's just letting you know he's playing.
Right. Yeah, like there's no doubt that he's playing.
Yeah.
And if you listen to Nick Sirianni, they're certainly not the same. There's no doubt that he's playing. Mm-hmm. At least I didn't hear that.
No, because the coach in part may be telling, he may be telling the truth that he doesn't know and that they have to see how Jalen is going to react once he gets out there in practice, or he's trying, like Jack said, he's trying to pull off the gamesmanship, and he's really doing a bad job of it by just giving out way too much information or just trying to explain what's the thinking behind what goes into Jalen playing this week or not. Like you don't even need to do all of what he did. Honestly, you just
no. It's very it's simple say, answer.
Early in the week, we'll see how it goes throughout the week. We'll monitor it, and if we need to plan or make adjustments to the game plan, we're equipped to do that. We're ready to do that. We'll prepare for that. Like, that's all you have to really do. You don't stand late at night and all that. Like we don't need to. Like, come on, man.
Staying late yeah. at night. Oh, man. All right. Well, he's not 100%.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe closer to 50%, Jack Fritz. Are you sure, Jack, a 50% Jalen Hurts out there gimping around?
Nah, he won't be 50%.
All right.
He'll be slightly compromised, but, you know, tough players got to overcome tough situations.
All right, if you say so. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're looking to get engaged this holiday season, visit my friends at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Which is the better option for the Eagles on Sunday? A fully healthy Minshew or a not 100% Jalen Hurts? 57%, Ike. Say the better option is Hurts.
Wow, but only 57%?
Only 57%. I'm a little shocked by that. A little bit surprised.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at that. I would think. I don't know what the intrigue is about Gardner Minshew. What that tells me is, that's how disappointing Jalen Hurts has been with the passing game. Like, that's really what it says. It's to some people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it says.
And I'm one of them, right? Like, yeah. the 65% run rate, which why it was fun at first, because it's like, this is how the team should play.
It helped to stop the bleeding. It helped to stop the bleeding when you were losing games week after week and found a little formula for success. And we knew it would get old eventually. And it seems like it's gotten to that point where people are like, yeah, we like running the ball, but, man, we got to throw the ball too.
Yes.
So, I mean, when I see 57%, when I was expecting it to be more in the 70% range, that tells me that there are a lot of people out there that want to see something different than what they've seen.
Mm. Yeah. So,
and it also says they're not as concerned about losing to the Jets. I feel like they go out there and win with Gardner Minshew.
Yes. That's also a good point, too.
Like, that's part of it as well. Because the team is still in, despite the voting from yesterday, they are still in the playoff hunt.
And they're only a half game out, which the polling would suggest that we're
– with an easy schedule.
Right. Yeah, the polling would suggest that we're like three games out with only two left to play.
Yep. Why would you even ask this question? I don't know.
Now that should have been the results the year where Nick Foles came in and they needed to win every game against the good teams and other things needed to happen.
And they decided to bench Garson.
Yes, somebody who thought he was healthy enough to play. By the way,
yes, he was not happy about that.
Might be setting up for that scenario.
Jack, before we go back to the phones, do you have a good Doug lie?
Yeah,
do you? Because let's listen.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Okay, possibly for Monday?
I'm focused right now on getting better today. I mean, we're looking – I don't know. I mean, I would say no.
Oh, God.
Carson's your starter for Monday?
Yes.
I remember listening to that live, being like, "What the hell is he doing?"
I said, "I remember I tweeted like, come on, Doug," and Ruben Frank immediately liked it.
Yeah, that was Thanksgiving week.
It was before the Seahawks game.
Yeah, before the Seahawks game, Monday night. Yeah, and that's when Doug came out and they got offsides, first and five, and he still threw the ball three straight times instead of running the ball.
Yes.
Oh, the good old days.
That's actually when I thought they was trying to expose Wentz.
At that point?
Well, it seemed to me that the narrative in that game was about how bad he was at throwing the ball.
So he's going to throw his way out of this.
So we're going to throw that night on national TV, knowing that he's struggling throwing the ball, knowing that the passing game isn't working.
Yeah.
Instead of, and it was on the first and five play, and he still threw the ball. And I'm like, You didn't decide to run the ball. They just gave you
a free opportunity to get 3 yards and make it second and two.
And that was to start the game. He went three and out to start the game.
I remember it. I was serious.
Well, it was also the time when Lewis Riddick started openly campaigning for the
GM job. Yes.
Yes. There's a lot of stuff going on that night on
national Darius TV. Slay was fighting DK Metcalf.
Yeah, it was a memorable game for sure. Yeah, see, I would say that if you think that Nick Sirianni's it's gamesmanship in that answer, then you would have thought Doug's answer was gamesmanship as well.
Nah.
Because neither one of them is gamesmanship, in my opinion.
Well, one is a benching, the other one is a guy is hurting. You don't know if he can play.
No,
it's a little more delicate to say you're going to bench the franchise quarterback.
No, I agree.
I can understand why Doug was up there stumbling around. My problem is that he shouldn't have been stumbling around. He should have just had an answer of no, he's starting.
He's just going to lie.
I would say.
Well, he actually started.
Yes.
So that's why I'm saying Doug made it worse by
completely
stammering
worse
and stuttering about it.
Let's go to the phones. Angry Ted. So Angry Ted had got injured at the Eagles-Panthers game, apparently, Ike, which was like
this year?
I mean, this would be, I would have been interested in this after the game, Angry Ted, not 2 months later.
What's going on, hey, Ike, man? What's going on, Johnny Marks?
Hi,
man,
Ted.
Angry Ted, what's up, brother?
Indulge me for a little second, man. I know I only got a short amount of time here. Mm-hmm. But I was at the Carolina game with the fellas, man, and I went down there, bro. I injured myself on Thursday, broke my fibula, found out that Monday because, you know, I went to the game, right? I hobbled up. And if you ever been to Carolina Stadium, we sat in the 500 level, and, yes, I hobbled up those steps. So I believe that if I can do that, Jalen Hurts can get his behind on that field. And
that's a great idea.
With you. I'm so tired of this. Let's get the backup guy in. Let's get the backup guy in. Yeah, we had luck and success with it, but sometimes, you know what I mean, that luck runs out. And we have run out of luck. Gardner Minshew, God bless him. You know what I mean? The mustache and all this pomp and dog and pony show. I'm done with the looks. What can you do on the field? And last I checked, he was a backup quarterback that caught a spark with the Jags until teams caught wind of the film and then got film on him, and then he got exposed. Put Jalen Hurts in there, man. Run the ball like we've been running the ball. You won't expose him to having to do all this run around goofy backyard boogie playground nonsense that never works in this league. And then you throw the ball consistently when you need to throw, which when you're running the ball, it's easy. It's obvious we're getting 10 yards, 5, 6, 7 yards a pop. You're setting them up to throw the ball on second and short to Dallas Goedert, the big tight end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Setting up over the top to Devontae. And you know what? Rager bomb. Because that's what I'm calling him, Rigor Bomb.
Are they going to start doing any of these things you're talking about, Angry Ted, or are we just going to keep fantasizing about
him? If you don't do them, then face the wrath of Philadelphia. You know, Ike, the wrath of Philadelphia is not pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that simple. It's not rocket science, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And once he faces the wrath of Philadelphia, then Jeffrey Lloyd will feel the wrath, and, you know, he will fold to the wrath. Every owner here folds to the wrath.
They do?
So. Oh, believe me, because when the fans start speaking what they
put, not a potted plant sitting
in
the corner.
Yeah, but see, like, and Angry Ted, thank you. I hope your fibula is better. Jeffrey
well,
Lurie,
been 8 weeks, he should be.
He should be fully
now.
Healed.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Lurie, and I love this. This is probably one of my favorite things that I hear people say. Like, oh, well, you hit him in the box office and don't go to games, and Jeffrey Lurie will have to fire Howie Roseman.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to go to a game, there's 10,000 other people that are waiting in line to take your ticket.
Right, no,
to become season ticket holders. Jeffrey Lurie's not going to get hurt in the wallet, in the bank account because
60,000 other people waiting on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Including me. I'll take your season tickets right now and I'll try to sell them when I don't go to the games, right? Like so it's like you're not going to hurt the owner. Here's how you hurt the owner. Or here's how the owner gets hurt. He doesn't win. Right, like Jeffrey Lurie, if Jeffrey Lurie struggles or the Eagles struggle, Jeffrey Lurie's going to be mad and he's going to make changes. If he feels like that Howie Roseman or the coach or the quarterback isn't doing what they need to do to make the team successful.
Yeah. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie isn't an absentee owner. He takes a lot of pride in this football team. He has obviously guided the team as the owner through its greatest era of football under his ownership, right? So This is his baby. He doesn't. He's not Joshua Harris, right? Where he owns some other team somewhere, and he comes in only on game day to sit in the suite so he can be seen. No, he is involved. He's hands on. He's there, right? So he cares about the product on the field. Cares about the product on the field.
Yep.
It's not about just he's rich regardless. Like that. That's not the issue. So the money part is not that. He actually does care about the product out there on the field.
Yeah, like Joshua Harris is, he's looking at like another sellout. Let me take a look at the bank account today. Right. Whoa,
right.
That's
him. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's Harris.
He don't give a damn about the Sixers.
Yeah, Jeffrey Lurie is like that. That is his. That's his whole life. Yes. Is the Eagles, and he's gonna pass it down to his son, and it's gonna be the family business. Yes. And like this is like, you know, when you were,
it's like the Rooneys.
Yes.
I mean, it's like any others. The Maras, like they like, only difference is Jeffrey Lurie wasn't here at the beginning of the NFL. But he's in. He's been in it for what?
26 years, 27 years.
Yeah, he's not. It's a cash cow, so he's not giving it up. He's not selling. Nobody sells their football team.
No, unless you're forced to or.
Yeah, exactly, unless you're forced to.
Or you die or something like that, all right? And we've seen both.
Yeah, it happens. But normally it's being passed down to the next generation in that family.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like the old days where you could buy a franchise for, like, Robert Kraft bought it for next to nothing. Jeffrey Lurie bought the Eagles for $185 million.
No, these are billion-dollar franchises. How 32 of them, over $1 billion.
Jerry Jones only paid $100-plus.
Yeah,
million, right?
Back in that day, yeah.
Well, it wasn't looked at as the same. Like, now, even if you buy a franchise at, like when Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers and he overpaid because he had to overpay to get it.
Yeah.
He's not going to lose money on the franchise. I mean, the values just go up and up and up. They're going up 20% a year.
Yeah. Yeah, and Steve Ballmer is worth, what, $100 billion? Dollars? Yeah.
This is it's a drop in the bucket for him.
Yes.
Be like us buying an investment property or something, a little condo to rent out. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Tom?
Listen, this opportunity, I mean, it's this week kind of smells like an opportunity for Howie to, like, kind of meddle a little bit. Sirianni did not give me confidence in his press conference that, you know, he's going to go with Jalen Hurts. It kind of sounded wishy-washy. Jalen's all in. He's an athlete. He's a gamer. He's a fighter. He's saying he's ready. But this is kind of an opportunity. I mean, Howie's got a good offensive line out there. He's got two number one first round draft pick wide receivers out there, and that passing game is not getting it done. This could be a week where he could say, you know what, I'm going to analyze my coach and my quarterback and see where I want to move on from here and see what I got.
We have it. We have what people have been saying. Thank you, Tom, all week that Howie Roseman on Sunday, it was Jalen Reagor. It was, you have to get him involved in the offense because I'm trying to make myself look better. This week now, get Gardner Minshew in there. Howie Roseman behind the scenes pulling the strings, like Reese.
Why would Howie Roseman want Gardner Minshew in there? I don't understand that.
Well, I guess you could make the case that to see if the offense works with a more throwing quarterback. So knows, like, this offseason, hypothetically, if they want to look in the draft for one or whatever, what if the head coach could handle a passing quarterback.
Which is also what people said at the beginning of the season was Howie was trying to fast-track what Jalen Hurts looked like as a thrower, so he was the one telling Nick Sirianni, throw, 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 throw. Let me get a look at what Hurts looks like. Hmm. Yeah, I don't think...
I can't buy into that. It's too deep for me. Listen, I like a good conspiracy theory. Believe me, I believe in the Illuminati. You know what I mean? So I like a good conspiracy theory.
You do?
Yeah, I do. but this one I'm not necessarily buying in on.
No?
I'm just not. I just don't see where it benefits the front office to interfere with anything that's going on right now. Like, when people bring up they just want Jalen Reagor on the field to justify his pick, well, that's at the expense of another one of his picks. So it's almost saying, I don't want someone else to succeed so this guy can succeed. When in reality, he drafted all the guys on the offense. So any success that the offense has, the credit should go to Howie Roseman. Jordan Mailata, credit goes to Howie Roseman.
Why isn't Arthega Whiteside being featured then if by the same theory?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, well, because it does, because they're all his players.
Right.
What they're trying to do is figure out another facet of the offense that can work instead of force feeding the ball to Devontae Smith. I mean, the guy is out there. So he's a first round pick, second round pick, whatever. He's a receiver on the field. The quarterback, he's part of the passing game. So why wouldn't I go to him?
Do you believe if there was an obvious alternative to Jalen Reagor that he'd be out there playing at least some snaps in lieu of Jalen Reagor?
Yes. Because, I mean, you got to give me who that is. Is it, if you're telling me if there's a better wide receiver on the team than Jalen Reagor, would he be playing? Yes, he would be playing.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know if Jalen Reagor would be on the bench, but maybe Quez Watkins would be on the bench.
Or Reagor would be seeing less snaps and somebody else would be getting more time.
Yes.
Right. Like I don't subscribe to the theory that Howie Roseman is trying to feature Jalen Reagor. If Howie Roseman, like, it's not making Howie Roseman look any better by featuring Jalen Reagor. He can't play.
Exactly.
Also, they
making him look bad.
They didn't force feed J-Jaw. And J-Jaw is a similar scenario.
I agree.
They're always, like you said, they're always wide receivers.
They're all his picks. It doesn't make any sense. They're all his picks. If anything, the quarterback gets locked in on one guy, or he didn't want to test James Bradberry because it's man coverage. He'd rather throw in zone coverage than throw versus tight man coverage, right? He needs the receivers to be open as opposed to throwing with anticipation.
Right.
Well, when you're in man coverage, it's hard to anticipate the guy getting open. You got to have supreme confidence that you can fit the ball in there. When you're throwing versus zone, you can anticipate or wait until he gets to the open window in the zone and then throw the ball. Right. Sometimes he's a little late with the ball when he does that.
Yes.
And that's what people are talking about. But Bradberry was playing man coverage, and sometimes Devontae was able to get away from him. We saw that. But when you're playing man on the guy the entire game, there isn't a lot of room that Devontae was creating separation.
Right.
As a matter of fact, most of that separation came when he ran crossing routes where Bradberry got sort of picked or knocked off a little bit. So while we talk about Jalen Hurts and what he's doing, I talk about these wide receivers and some of the things they're limited at doing. Devontae Smith, when you're playing the other team's best DB, guess what? They're going to challenge you. They're going to challenge you.
And Jalen's on a tight window thrower where he sees a little sliver and he's trying to fit it in there. That's not something he does.
Not at this point of his career. Right. Not at this stage of his career. He's just not there yet.
Open receiver, yeah, he'll let it fly.
Yep. And you'll notice most of that is versus zone coverage. When he's throwing versus man, it's usually deep and outside where it's less chance of the ball getting picked off.
Right. What have they been playing most against him?
They played less man.
They're probably worried about him running, too.
Because you're worried about him running. So you have to pick and choose when you want to play man. So what I'm noticing with teams, when they do decide to play man, they'll send extra rushers at him so that he doesn't have time to take off. It kind of speeds up his thought process if he sees the extra rusher coming. So teams like to play a little bit of man, so they'll give him that. But then he gets his own coverages in there. They'll try to mix it up and give him a little bit of zone coverage. The Giants were able to do something Sunday that kept him from running as much as he had been running.
Yeah, we saw. I would say most of the running late.
Yeah.
Like fourth quarter, second half, to where he's like, you know what? This ain't working, throwing the ball. I'm taking off and running.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Joe Banner had some interesting comments on whether or not he thinks the Eagles will go after Russell Wilson this offseason. Does he think they will? We'll give you the answer to that coming up right after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Let me tell you the story about what happened there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.